festive. 720 WGN. It is Dane here with you until 10 p.m. We've got a handful of minutes here on Labor Day, Labor Night, and on the line with us. Excited to have. But first, before we get to Max, I wanted to mention, I heard during the break a Pizza Hut commercial, and they had to mention, we talk about some of your first jobs. I'm sure some of the first jobs for people would be at Pizza Hut, and had to mention that the delivery charge is not a tip. And so that is one of the ways that people make their dollars. It's interesting that they would build that into the spot, but important to know. And on the line with us, you know, he is a guy, and this is kind of the date for him. You know, you got the bat signal up in the sky. There are holidays, and I think here in the Chicagoland area, we grill 24/7. We grill 24 hours a day. We don't have a grilling season. We're all about it. But there are certain days, you know, like Santa comes out on Christmas kind of thing, and the bat signal is out. And when it's out, Max Good, the keeper of the flame over there at AmazingRibs.com, he answers the call, and the call is here. Max, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here, my buddy. What's happening?
Well, it's one of those days, you know, and there is always an overarching and, you know, actual important and serious kind of purpose for a lot of the holidays, and to recognize, you know, whether it's, mm-hmm. you know, 4th of July or Memorial Day and all the important reasons for the holiday. But the ways that people celebrate, including Labor Day, in a lot of different ways is barbecue or grilling and outside in the backyard and kind of being with family and friends. And Labor Day is one of those great kind of festive food holidays.
Absolutely. Yes. And I think even though obviously things are different this year, I see it around me, buddy. People are still out there grilling and commemorating the day. And yeah, you know, most of us are just schmoes like you and me. We're working away, and this is our day. You know, we have to celebrate that we just work. We work for a living.
Well, as a card-carrying schmo, along with everybody here, Brendan, of course, he'll agree and identify as well. We've been talking about kind of first jobs and kind of sharing the first jobs that people have, and oftentimes they are jobs that sometimes there's a great story, interesting. Sometimes it's danger. Sometimes adventure. Oftentimes it doesn't define what you end up doing or being for the rest of your career. So for a Max Good, the keeper of the flame, like what were some of your first like initial kind of forays into the career world?
Well, actually, one of my first jobs was you know, right out of high school. I went to college when I was 17, man. I was a young dude, and I went to the Cleveland Institute of Art, which was a wonderful experience. And I quickly became involved in their budding film program there, which was just getting off the ground, and I became a teacher's assistant there, and it was very cool because I had access. I was a super student, you know. If you're a teacher's assistant, yeah, I had access to areas that other students didn't have, and I got just a few perks, you know. Got to make. And especially back in those days, you know, nowadays you can make a film with your iPhone, but back then you're shooting on film, and we were shooting on Super 8 film. That's something some of your listeners probably don't even know what the heck it is, but I had gear, I had a little extra film, which was neat because it cost money to buy and process it. Yeah, it was fun.
Max, you know, come on. I was thinking, you know, as a card-carrying schmo along with the rest of us, I was hoping you'd be like a dog walker, or we've got some of the top jobs for 15-year-olds. Of course, you said you were 17, but car wash attendant, a lawn caretaker. Did you do anything? Did you shovel driveways or mow lawns
well,
for extra bucks?
Well, I did, you know, but I didn't do it as a job where I got a paycheck. You know, I did it around the house. Stuff like that. Yeah. And yeah, I got together with my buddies on a snow day in the neighborhood and tried to earn a couple of bucks, you know, things like that.
Well Max, but for you to be able to parlay what it is that you went to school to do, which was pretty cool, I think everybody would agree, you know, the whole movie making, you can kind of mention you can do it with your iPhone now. It's still a pretty cool thing to be able to do, and you've parlayed that to a lot of the stuff that you do at AmazingRibs.com. And for the listeners that may not be as familiar, AmazingRibs.com is you don't sell anything on there. It's all about information, mm-hmm. whether it's recipes or resources or the equipment reviews that you do. And you've kind of put your filmmaking passion to work, kind of helping people figure out, you know, what are some of those great things that they need in their backyard to celebrate and grill.
Well, yes, in the sense that I do YouTube videos showing some of the grills and smokers that I'm testing and reviewing. But I made a go for it at one point, but like many people in the arts, unfortunately, it's many are called but few are chosen. I actually, as you may know, Dane, I actually edited a film, a short documentary that was nominated for an Academy Award. But things weren't meant to be, and, you know, one thing led to another. But here I am with AmazingRibs.com in the barbecue world. And when the owner of our website, the famous Meathead,
yes,
said, hey, we got to start getting into this video stuff, I said, I'm your man, Meathead. So, you know, we do everything down and dirty, kind of guerrilla shooting. But it's cool, and I got to admit, I get a kick out of it. It's nice to bring out my editing chops.
Well, there's a little bit of humility, too. I think that your inner Cecil B. DeMille is called to action on occasion. You can often hear, and for the listeners, AmazingRibs.com is the site. You'll hear Max yelling out, we're losing the light. No, he doesn't actually do that. But So for Labor Day, and I'm sure there's a lot of interaction on the site, people are going there to get recipes and to kind of figure out what they can do. And some of it's kind of tried and true stuff that people have been making for a long time, but there's always a way to do it and to do it better. What are some of the things that you did today? And was there a lot of, like, interaction? Like, what does a Max Good decide to do on Labor Day? The pressure is there to deliver.
Oh, well, you know, I go on the internet and I look at our readers' questions and comments, and, you know, some of them are specific to equipment. Like one guy today said, hey, you guys recommend this certain kind of cooking grate, but I have this different grill. Can I use it on that? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I look it up. I go, well, yeah, you can. You should be able to do it. But, you know, we're just laboring away, basically. Thankfully for me, because I have to do a lot of cooking. You know, a job is a job, Dane. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So, but my son loves to cook, so he was cooking for us tonight, and I must admit, he didn't barbecue. He made lasagna, and it was very good.
Now, if you talk to one of our contemporaries, good friend, longtime friend of the program, and I'm sure that you've met him and talked to him on a number of occasions too, Steve Reichland, he's one of those guys that thinks outside of the box, and, you know, barbecue and grilling. He's James Beard Award winner and, you know, acclaimed author and all that kind of stuff. But he's always thinking of different ways, whether it's desserts, whether it's smoking ice cream. I'm sure he's got a recipe for barbecue or smoked lasagna somewhere.
Well, this is true, and I have to say, though, we didn't do that, but, you know, I come tomorrow, barring weather, which might be bad. I have a new grill, interesting one.
Ooh, don't
out on the deck right now. I'm describing it as a $500 version of a $30,000 Kalamazoo grill.
Okay, so Max, hold that thought, because we've got to take a break. We've got some reading, some other things. We're going to hear about some of the cool aspirational cooking equipment that you have in close proximity and you put to work. So keep it here. We're going to continue our conversation with the keeper of the flame, Max Good from AmazingRibs.com. It's Dane here on 720 WGN.
Yay.
WGN.
WGN. It is Dane here with you for a handful of minutes with a guy who is in much demand, especially on today, Labor Day, Labor Night. He is part of the biggest and most trafficked website out there for barbecue cooking in the grilling industry, AmazingRibs.com, and he himself is the keeper of the flame, the one and only Max Good. Welcome back.
Hey.
So here's one of the things that I got to let the listeners know, and this is one of the things that you have that I think is an enviable position for a lot of people that know and have a passion for what it is that you do, is that you have to test, and you are, and letting, of course, the listeners know you're the premier tester of barbecue and grilling equipment on the planet, on this planet, maybe, or any other. I don't know if you've gone intergalactic with your searches for competition, but at this point, and you never know, it could always change, you're at the top of that heap. And so So anytime there's anything really cool that comes out, it goes to Max Good, and he's testing it. Everything from, you know, our home team here with Weber, based out there in Palatine, cooking, you know, with the kettle grills that are enjoyed all across the country, all across the world. And then, of course, you know, they've got the pellet grills and the Kamados. Now, Kalamazoo is a name that is synonymous with quality and kind of opulence, right? It's one of those high end.
I mean, these are like the Ferraris of grills. You're talking, you know, $20,000-$30,000 for their products, plus add on all the outdoor kitchen stuff like sinks and refrigerators and drawers. They're not for everybody, obviously, because who's going to mortgage their home to get buy this stuff? But some people, for them, you know, they're the crowd that buys the $100,000 watches and the $500,000 cars, and they're fantastic. And yeah, I had mentioned before the break that Char Griller, Dane, these big box guys that you can buy in Home Depot and Lowe's and all that are known for making very inexpensive stuff, they've come up with a thing that really, really just cops Kalamazoo's gas grill design, which is unique in that it has a drawer that you can pull out. And you mentioned Steve Reichlin. He's a big fan of Kalamazoo, believe me.
Yep.
And these $30,000 Kalamazoo gas grills, they have these. First of all, I'm not going to say they're not worth $30,000. They're fantastic. And the Char Griller version of it is obviously not as fantastic, but I'm very curious to see how it works. They have a drawer that slides out right above the gas burners, and you can throw wood or charcoal or what have you in that drawer, and it's supposed to, it does this with Kalamazoo, if you have $30,000, or if you choose just to do gas. So I'm very curious, for obvious reasons, about it. It has a slightly different design and airflow, actually a very different design and airflow than most gas grills, because it's based on Char Griller's famous or infamous charcoal grills and smokers that are these barrel-shaped horizontal designs, and they have chimneys coming out the top. So instead of venting out the back like most gas grills, it has chimneys that have adjustable dampers on the top, and that is one of the things that intrigues me. Hello.
Hey, Max, I don't know if you're moving into a different area, if you're maybe you're muting it with your face. Sometimes we do that at home. So just pay attention to what, you know, your phone and the proximity, because you cut out a couple times. I wanted to ask too, and we've talked with world champions on the barbecue side, and a lot of them will say, granted, they've got equipment, and once you get to that level, you want to have that consistency, you know, to have like a big jambo or things. But there are people that win, you know, world championships or categories with things like a Weber Smoky Mountain. And so you can create great stuff. You don't have to spend $30,000 to do it. So for Kalamazoo, and I know it's not, you know, diamond encrusted or made of gold or anything like that. Is it just the brand? I know it's a high quality brand, but does it do things that other things can't? And outside of just the regular gas grill, because they do have all sorts of other kind of rotisseries and pizza ovens and a lot of different things that you could have for your backyard setup. But it's not doing anything magic, right? It's just really high quality and a great brand.
It's super high quality. It's you know, the difference between when you say I just want a nice car, maybe you get a Toyota Corolla, right? That's a nice car. But if you say, I don't just want a nice car, I want something super duper, and you buy a Rolls Royce instead.
Yeah,
that's the difference. It really depends on people's income, really, their lifestyle. Because as I always say, that particular question comes up a lot, and I say, look, people that are rich, let's just face it, they don't shop at Walmart. You know, they say, I need a new pair of shoes, you know. I'm not going to go to Walmart and buy them. I'm going to some fancy place and spending lots of money that you and I probably wouldn't spend on a pair of shoes. But they don't blink at the price. You know, that's in their league, basically. And, I mean, what can I say? With Kalamazoo, I love them. But I can't afford them.
Yeah, I mean, it's out there. But you're seeing over the last handful of years, so many different companies kind of get into that business and try to be those more things to more people, you know, and offer up really, whether it's a style or whether it's maybe even a technique of cooking on the Kamado side, or whether it's the pellet grills, or whether it's some of those other kind of things that were relegated to maybe some of these high-end brands. Different brands are trying, as awareness is out there, is trying to fill that niche and go ahead and do it. We've got maybe like 2 minutes left. I wanted to ask you, because I've been conversing with him. So Dennis Linkletter, right? Arc Linkletter, of course, everyone knows.
Dennis with Komodo Kamado. Well, he makes super duper Kamado grills, and he sells them all direct because his business model is to cut out the middleman, because even selling direct, he's, you know, it's like $5,000. But they're gorgeous, and they're super over-engineered. Some of this stuff is just, maybe to say it's over-engineered is unfair, but it's just, they throw everything at it. You know, everything's stainless steel, highest quality stainless steel, heavy-duty gauge metal, you know. And Dennis prides himself, rightfully so, for the beautiful cosmetics. He does these incredible tiled finishes on them. And he has a very interesting story, in addition to him being Art Linkletter's son. But we'll have to save that for another day, Dane.
Yeah.
We only have a few minutes.
Okay, so Max, give us, before we let you go, talk a little bit about, of course, it's AmazingRibs.com. We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com. We did want to mention, you know, give you an opportunity to mention Black Swan. You always want to do that. I know the business is trucking along. As more people make more things at home, you need all the accoutrements, and you've got them covered on the sauce side.
Well, absolutely. As you know, my wife and I have a very small Black Swan gourmet barbecue sauce business, and things keep chugging along. As you said, we actually have a strong interest from a distributor in Europe. It could be very big, Dane. We'll have to stay tuned on that one, because if it comes through, I'll be blabbing my brains out to you about it.
So let's go for Black Swan. Great stuff. And, you know, I support and appreciate all the things that you're doing. And as we let you go on the social media side, tell where people can go to AmazingRibs.com, find you on that site, and, of course, keep up with your adventures online.
Yes, yes, AmazingRibs.com. Anything you want to know about barbecue, about equipment, techniques, recipes, you'll get it there. And please do try my Black Swan gourmet barbecue sauce. Go to BlackSwanCompany.com, and it's on Amazon now. It's easy to order, so give it a try.
All right, thanks, Max. We'll get back to what's remaining for your Labor night, and appreciate you jumping on, especially on the busiest day of the year. Thanks, Max.
Always fun to be with you, Dane.